I'm getting hungry talking about all this backyard barbecuing and kitchen stuff. Welcome back, folks, to Rosie on the House. You have a remodeling or maintenance or repair project you're trying to tackle around your home? Give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Stay tuned. We're having a conversation with Mr. Nathan Angel, the senior Belgard sales representative for the state of Arizona. Belgard is our product of choice when you're talking about outdoor pavers or retaining walls. And Nathan, I get a lot of calls all the time about people who are thinking about doing that project themselves. And I always tell them, start with the retaining wall. And if you like it, do the pavers. The pavers, in my mind, in my effort, maybe I'm doing something wrong. The pavers are 10 times harder to do right than the retaining wall.
Yeah, depending on the situation, they absolutely can be. It can be really back-breaking work, especially having to dig in the caliche soils that we have to deal with here in the fine state of Arizona. So it can be difficult.
And then you're walking on top of your surface all the time, but you're trying to keep it within an eighth inch of being plumb. And, I mean, it's a constant fight. When you see guys that are masters of this, it's like watching artistry at work.
Yep, it's so easy to them. But, if you don't do it every single day, it definitely can be a little bit difficult.
Now, Belgard does have some great instructional videos on y'all's website that work very well that kind of coach you through it and how to use the subsurface and then how the sand fill and then how the pavers get set and then how they get compacted and swept in and stuff like that. So y'all have good instructional videos. But I would say try an area the size of maybe something you put your trash can on. Try that first and see how you like it.
Yep, and make sure you're doing it right. As I always will always try to emphasize to everybody I talk to, no matter if they're a professional or an Arizona homeowner, is make sure you don't cut corners. There's a lot of folks out there that unfortunately cut corners when they're trying to do pavers because they think it's as easy as scraping the dirt and throwing some sand down. You really need a good compacted aggregate base down below that sand level because it's gonna help deal with the clay that we have in our soil.
That's really the key component of the whole system, isn't it?
Just like priming when before you paint, it's so key to do your base work properly. Yes,
you lay those pavers on top of sand; they're gonna roll on you. They're gonna move on you. They're going to migrate on you.
Yep. They're going to rut.
Yeah. Hey, y'all are running currently right now a national backyard sweepstakes.
Yeah. Part of what we do at Belgard is, we want to make it, we want to make your outdoor living space the most comfortable space there is. We really want to take everything that you do inside out. And part of one of the things that we do with that is we have our Harmony Outdoor Living, what we call our elements, which are basically pre-built fireplaces, outdoor kitchens that we can do custom, or we've got some standard ones, right down to a beautiful pizza oven.
I was going to say, and a 10-ton pizza oven.
Yeah, that's a beauty. I've enjoyed cooking on that one myself. So right now, we're to really continue to promote Harmony, which is a part of the Oldcastle family as of this year. We are running a sweepstakes called the My Belgard Backyard Sweepstakes. Anybody that wants to enter, it's a free entry. You can just go to our website, belgard.com/fireplace, and put your entry in. Could be the winner of a beautiful Brighton fireplace and wood box.
Well, boy, these pizza ovens have sure caught on. I think the first one I ever installed had to be about 15 years ago in Arcadia. And when the client asked for it, I just kind of looked like them. Are you serious? And, man, now they have just become the rage. What is it about pizza ovens?
Oh, they're beautiful. I was actually at a restaurant in downtown Gilbert last night, and they've got a big raging wood-fired pizza oven in their kitchen.
But for your backyard?
Absolutely. You can't beat that flavor. Romy was talking about the flavor of charcoal before. You can't beat the flavor that you impart with an apple or a cherry wood into your pizza or any kind of steaks or any meat that you – anything you can do in an outdoor grill or in your oven, in your kitchen, you can do in one of these ovens.
And think of this. Name your favorite place to eat right now in Prescott. Ben 129 and a half.
Yeah.
What do they have there? We always get what comes out of the pizza oven.
Yep.
And to sit there and watch somebody that can work one of those, man, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a blast. I love it. You know, and you can't beat, once you get that thing fired up, you can't beat having a pizza in 3 minutes. Done.
Wow. I guess so. But it must take an awful lot of wood to bring the temperature up to that level.
That's
and
not,
a lot of time.
Well, it's about 30 minutes to 45 minutes to bring it up to temperature. You start your flame in the middle, just like you're building a campfire in the middle of the dome. And while that's getting up to temperature, you're getting all your pizza ingredients together. So, again, very social, very fun time, whether it's just your family or you're inviting 20 guests over. It's a great thing to say, we're going to make our own pizzas tonight.
Now, when you're making it, do you walk away from it and end up smelling like all the wood you're putting in there? The cook, the chef?
Yeah. No, just like your camping fire, okay, you're gonna have that lovely flavor yourself.
So don't go walking in bear country after you cook on a wood pizza. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Once you get the fire going, you move the flame to the back. And then it really does not take a lot of wood to keep that thing. And what temperature are you running this oven at?
You want to have the oven for pizzas around 400 or 500 degrees. If you're cooking meat, steaks, or anything, you want to keep that 800 or 1,000 degrees inside.
Man.
Mostly just because it's such quick cooking that way. You stick a cast iron grill pan in there, you bring it back out after it's preheated. If you like medium to medium rare steaks, that's like 3 minutes aside. That's it.
Well, we're going to need to talk a little bit more about doing steaks in an 800 1,000 degree, because it isn't just sliding it in on the cooking surface. There's actually a method of doing that. We're going to be talking about that, as well as every other component of the backyard kitchen, the backyard fun, the backyard gathering space, and your question as well, right here at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.